This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world too, by the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. You can also find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can always find us on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, as always, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get to the polls we got here, the Utah governor, who happens to be a Republican, I might add, has said that he's not really excited to sacrifice to protect someone who doesn't seem to care, so they're not going to impose a mask mandate. Kudos to him.
Well, I mean, this is going to become much more controversial. It's going to continue to divide Americans. It doesn't seem to be consistent. We don't hear from the leadership, you know, things that sound like, okay, we're doing everything that we can, especially, Captain, when it comes to having vast numbers of unvaccinated people come to the country.
And the numbers are all over the place, but here's the one number you need to remember. 99.7% of the people that get this do not die.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right.
So for the people that go, oh, you're going to die. You're going to do this. It's going to kill you. That's a bunch of nonsense. They're trying to scare you.
Well, but also with our high vaccination rates in this country, when they're getting higher every day, obviously, the vaccination is what actually does help people as well, especially with the Delta variant.
Yeah.
Again, the goal was primarily to make sure that we don't have a lot of people dying, and that's where we're at.
Now, before I go to the caller on the line, New York Governor Cuomo has had another comment made about him by, of all people, the class act in New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio, right? And I'm using that facetiously.
Right.
He said, clearly there's grounds for prosecution of Governor Cuomo.
Well, right. I mean, this becomes a pile-on and so forth as well. I'm sure there's no love lost between those two men.
But you can't tell me that he's not thinking quietly beside off on the sideline somewhere, since he can't run for re-election again in New York City, that he's not thinking about, well, maybe I could have a little bit of a chance here to run for governor, maybe.
Well, Comrade de Blasio brings, you know, his special blend, you know, to the governor's bench.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, somebody pointed out to me a minute ago, it was Jillian, and Jillian is in Denver, Colorado, and thanks for tuning in and get a hold of me with a direct message off the website. She's saying, don't forget, Letitia James got elected because of money from George Soros. Yep, that's true.
Well, sure, sure. Mm-hmm. But everybody's is jockeying at this point. De Blasio would love to bring his socialism to the governor's mansion.
Okay, let's go to the phone line. Let me see here. I think I know who this is. Is this Ian?
Yeah, it's Ian. How you doing, Captain?
I'm doing. What's up?
Well, I got two opinions I want to throw out. First one is, I'm saying this now, and I believe this last year. I believe this entire COVID thing is nothing but a mild, soft biological attack from China with cooperation of treasonous elements within the United States ruling class.
True.
I believe that they are, obviously the main thing was to take out Trump.
Yep.
However, there is so, that's the obvious thing that anybody can figure out. However, there are so many different, there's a multiplicity of objectives that are being realized and tested. It's like beta testing and programming. They're beta testing on us with the help of treasonous elements within the American ruling class.
Yep.
There, I said it. My second opinion is this. They're trying to scare us with the Delta variant. They say, oh, wow, it's morphing, it's mutating.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and they say that the way they say it. They say it in an alarmist, accusatory, fear-mongering tone. Let me tell you something. I'm a cab driver. I've been a cab driver for 35 years plus. But I did take a basic biology course back in high school in the 70s. Viruses always mutate. That's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's even better about viruses mutating? They get weaker. This is perfectly normal.
That's correct.
But they're trying to turn it on its head, saying the Delta variant or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And all. And when they get Delta out of the way, they're going to go through every letter of the alphabet. They're never going to let this go.
That's true.
We're under a biological, psychological. This is multi-phase fourth gen, which is the warfare that you and that colonel talk about.
You're right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we better start realizing this. And I said this last year. I believe this when this BS started rolling out in March of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a man crying out in the wilderness. That's all I got to say.
Okay, very good. And Kyle, he hit the nail on the head. I can't disagree with anything he said. And by the way, I want to read something here real quick. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This came from Flip, and good morning, Flip. He says, a good first step to fixing America would be to prosecute politicians who violate their oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Thank you, Flip. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, I'm going to have Kathy give you the phone number in this outro right here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
You bet I will. And by the way, we heard back from James again, who must be driving all over the state of Ohio somewhere. And he said that the reason he referenced Walter Cronkite is because he was referring to Richard Nixon when Walter Cronkite, Richard Nixon lost the support of Walter Cronkite. He knew he was in trouble and he resigned from public office right after that. And I'd forgotten about that, but yeah, you're right. That's true. Walter Cronkite was the credible news voice of America. There was nobody better than him at the time. Alrighty, now this portion of the program, of course, brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, Mike Lindell, and I'm going to play his commercial right here. That's the one that he couldn't put on Fox television. It is on One America News, I saw it, and it's also on Newsmax. I saw it over there. But listen to this, and then you tell me what's wrong with this that Fox wouldn't play it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you, and God bless.
Now, that's Mike Lindell, and I'm going to bring Kyle in here. Kyle, he referred to the promo code on the screen, because that's a television commercial, and we played the audio part of it, and then he referred to the phone number. Well, the phone number is the number that I've been given to give out to people, and the codes was what, Kyle?
Promo code Captain.
Yeah, and that's the television commercial, and that's going everywhere. So, holy smokes. But it's only, and again, the only way that you will get these rock-bottom prices, and I did some checking, all right? The prices through the 12th, through August the 12th, at frankspeech.com are a little bit lower than they are on mypillow.com. And he said the reason he's doing that is to pay for the streaming, the 72 hours straight of television streaming, which costs a bunch of money to do that, as we all know. Now, the promo code at frankspeech.com to buy any products over there, Captain. And if you want to call the phone number, the number is 800-641-5459, again, with the promo code Captain. So we thank Mike Lindell for doing that. And I was really surprised, Kyle. I couldn't believe it.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. And people will be able to really get, as you're talking about, those great prices.
That's right.
That are available for that period of time.
Exactly. Even more so than what they already get on MyPillow. So take advantage of that. And I'm not making this up. I mean, it is what it is. You'll notice when you go and you check it up. Okay. Now, a new Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 90% of likely U.S. voters think that it is important to prevent cheating in elections. You'd agree with that, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Including 79% who say it's very important, okay? Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. 74% support a photo ID voting requirement.
Yes, and again, that seems to, well, I'm kind of worried about the 25% that don't, but obviously, Captain, it's a very important thing to so many American voters. I think it transcends political party affiliations across the highways and byways, because obviously, when you have something that's so easy to manipulate, as we've seen happen, not just talking about the presidential election, but other elections as well, the opportunities are there. And so one of the ways to really sort of tie up that loophole, as it were, is to require the photo ID. And I'll say this, too, because the vice president believes that people in rural areas of the country can't get a copy of their driver's license or something. Yes, they can, and it's doable.
Yeah, they don't have Kinko's or UPS or FedEx stores. They can't go to them to get their copies. Well, what the hell did they think they were using before then?
Right. I mean, that's one of the most ridiculous things we've ever heard.
And by the way, the post offices still have copy machines where you put a quarter in or whatever it is, and you get copies.
Well, sure. But what the tactic is to paint any kind of idea that you try to curtail fraud as stomping on voting rights. And so, again, it's just a tactic that is used, but a lot of people, they see right through it.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is 7% of the voters believe it's not important to prevent election cheating. That's the ones you got to worry about.
Well, no kidding. Well, because also, what is the narrative from the media? There is no election fraud, okay? It's impossible. You're a tinfoil hat-wearing kook if you think that there's any kind of election fraud going on. You must be watching Fox News, or you must be doing these kinds of, you know, it's that kind of thing in order to shame people, or actually, really, that's the wrong word, but just make people afraid to ask any question.
Yeah. Now, America also has become more divided since President Joe Biden was elected. Most voters, and this is a high number now, in the last 20 to 30 years, this is the highest this number has been. Most voters, 60%, believe that the problem is coming from social media sites like Facebook and Twitter that are contributing to that division.
Well, right. And, of course, the division works in the favor of the big political class, basically. They have no qualms, Captain, of stirring up race hatred. It's horrible.
And again, this goes back to what Ian said, and I totally agree with what he's saying, that there is a concerted effort out there by people, a group of people. Some of us don't know who they are, but again, as I've said before, and I'll say again, Joe Biden is not running this country. There is like a Politburo sitting behind him, a group, a committee, and someone sitting at the head table that's running it. And no, it's not Barack Obama. It's George Soros and his money.
Well, to see where the Biden administration has gone since day one, campaigns are one thing, but, you know, you get into office and so forth. This is so far off the map, even for Biden. Yeah.
Now, how do we know that it's George Soros? What's the big clue there?
What's that?
He gave a bunch of money to district attorneys and state attorney generals that were running for office to get them in, get them elected, Democrats. And then the deal was they are not prosecuting some of these cases that they should be, a la Cuomo, a la some of the other ones that we've seen that things happen. They're going after the conservatives, like the people there in Missouri, the McCloskeys, that just got pardoned, or they just got pardoned. They're going after those people, but they're not going after the people that are should be convicting people of murder and rape and robbery and assaults and all that.
And how about, burning down American cities?
That too.
Yeah, so again, yes, but see, this is the thing. It's not necessarily a top-down. It's an establishing the foundation first.
Now, listen to this, and this is an important story, and I finally got all the facts on this because I've been getting bits and pieces. Three maritime security sources are reporting that Iranian-backed forces are believed to have been behind the hijack of an oil tanker in the Gulf off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. The vessel involved in the incident is a Panama-flagged asphalt tanker called the Asphalt Princess. It has been hijacked, and the vessel's owner is listed as the Emirati Free State-based Glory International Limited Company. And this ties in with the vessel that was hit with a drone where they actually hit the bridge and killed two of the people on the bridge, and the ship lost control, and they had to send a Navy ship, which thank God was close by, one of our Navy ships, out to assist it back into port.
Right, exactly. Now, the Iranians evidently have denied responsibility for this, but one of their own Iranian state-run news services said the attack was a response to Israel.
That's right. That's right. All right, hold that thought. And these are the proxies of Iran that are doing this. It's not Iran. It could be the Revolutionary Guard. It could also be the Houthis in the middle of this. Whatever. But it's being done. And somebody's going to do something over there. You're going to hear about Israel popping off on a target somewhere. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nearly all foreign visitors to the U.S. may soon need to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. The White House is considering the requirement as part of a plan to reopen travel into the country for foreign travelers as it faces pressure from airlines and allies to lift travel restrictions. The administration has not yet laid out a timeline for announcing or implementing the rule change. And a group of landlords late Wednesday challenged the CDC's latest moratorium on evictions, days after the initial ban had expired. The Alabama Association of Realtors asked a federal judge in Washington to lift the CDC's order, calling it unlawful and saying it was enacted to bow to political pressure. The group had been successful in their previous challenge to an eviction ban, having it declared unlawful back in May. Tuesday's order applies to areas of the country where there are substantial or high COVID transmission rates, currently about 82% of counties. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. We appreciate you doing that for us. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico's been saving a lot of people money for more than 75 years on your car or your truck or your house or your apartment or your condo and other things, too. And they happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. I've been with them for 18 years. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can find out where your local agent is located, or they will give you a quote right there on the website, and you can actually buy a policy if you're there, if it saves you the kind of money that it saved me, and it probably will you too. Now, they offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And then get this, if you bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance or condo insurance policy with your automobile policy, you will save a boatload of money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com for more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we talked about this in the first hour, and I'm going to talk about it again because I've had a couple of people say, hey, did you hear about Ron DeSantis and what he did to Joe Biden and what he said to him? Well, as a matter of fact, we did, and we're going to play exactly what Ron DeSantis said to Joe Biden, because Joe Biden mouthed off at our governor, Ron DeSantis, and said something that was totally out of line about the mask thing and all that stuff down here, using improper information again and data, which was wrong, okay? And our governor turned around and very politely said, come on, Ron.
If you do that, I don't want to hear COVID from you. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to play it again because that screwed up on me. Let's get this back again.
Here we go. Why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you. Thank you.
There you go. Pretty good, Kyle.
Well, yes. I mean, this is the kind of straight talk, obviously, that, you know, has a real impact. And, you know, again, what he's talking about, folks, is he's talking about this whole thing that the Biden administration simply will not do its job about
nope.
the border. It won't do its job about making sure that people aren't going to all points known and unknown by bus,
nope.
however, throughout the United States.
Now, did you see what they did yesterday at McAllen, Texas?
What's that?
They put a bunch of tents in there and made an inoculation center where they are vaccinating some of the illegals coming in.
Well, exactly. And again, see, that's one of the things, you know, we can talk about whether or not people should come illegally or not. But these are the kinds of practical things that you would think people would do if it was an actual bona fide crisis. And, of course, COVID is real. The Delta variant is real. We all know that. But the administration, Captain, is acting as though they're not really taking it seriously.
They have been turning them loose with a positive test.
Right. Those are political acts. Those are acts that don't seem to comport with being, I'm trying to save people's lives in the country by telling everybody to wear a mask. It seems to go so completely opposite that the people just see through it. But if you bring this up, obviously, when you're playing the governor DeSantis, I was thinking, I'm sure one of the next things we'll hear from the White House is Governor DeSantis doesn't understand science. I mean, they're going to go
no,
down that road.
No, they don't understand science. 99.7% of the people in America do not die.
That's true. And early on in this pandemic, one of the major goals was to get to the point where we weren't having people die. Nobody wants anybody to get sick, obviously, but the initial COVID crisis seems to have come and gone.
All right. Now, Joe Biden wants to cut funding for border security assets and, oh, by the way, infrastructure too, by some 96%. Way to go, Joe. That's going to solve the problem on the border, isn't it?
Well, sure. Defund the police, defund the border, you know. And again, who are they trying to please here? I mean, that's a good question.
It's part of the agenda going back to the 60s.
Yep. Well, see, that's exactly right. Because
yep.
it's so crazy, so mm-hmm. outlandish, but yet somehow it's become a political mainstream for a president mm-hmm. from a mainstream political
party. And
then you've got
Senator Roger Wicker chiming in saying that no one will read all 2,702 pages of the infrastructure bill.
And they won't. And yeah, he's a senator from Mississippi, and he's definitely correct. Why would they read the whole thing? I think to some degree, some of the politicians obviously just want to get whatever they want into the bill. Am I getting what I want in this bill? Well, then fine.
Yep. Now, are you ready for this next one?
Yep.
Okay. There's a major poll out there. Over two-thirds of the people say little Dr. Fauci is a political operative who should be fired.
All right. Well,
they're agreeing with you.
Well, again, because they've watched him on television for these many, many months, well over a year. And they've watched him on television, and they still don't know what he's talking about.
Yep, and then you got Rand Paul who's saying why Americans no longer trust the Biden administration is no surprise.
Well, it's no surprise. You know, Captain, I'll ask this question. Didn't Joe Biden say he wanted to unite people? He wanted to go and get the votes.
Yep, and you heard what I said. Most divided countries since in the last 30 years.
Right. But, and they know this. I mean, this is how they're operating.
That's their
goal. They get it. Yeah.
And then you got Senator Kennedy from Louisiana. I love that guy. He's saying that Joe Biden's new eviction moratorium is unconstitutional and unwise.
Very unwise. And I think he also made a statement to the effect of we got to kind of rejoin the world and let renters and landlords hash out rental issues.
By the way, speaking of Senator Kennedy, listen to this.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
Love it, love it, love it. And by the way, that guy there, he should be king in a kingdom somewhere.
well, he has a very good way of putting these things.
Yeah,
that cut through the noise.
Let me try to get something out here. The USA, folks, has donated the most free vaccines by far of any country in the world. Meanwhile, folks, China has sold more vaccine than it's donated. How do you like that?
Right. Well, this is some 110 million doses that the United States has shipped out. 110 million. And there's more than enough vaccine for every man, woman, and child in America.
And we heard yesterday that the White House plans to require all foreign nationals traveling into the United States to be vaccinated, or they won't get in.
Very interesting development. Can you imagine, what this may look like just a short time from now, internationally?
And then finally, I'm going to throw something out there, which is really kind of unusual, but I'm happy to hear it. Wisconsin election officials canceled 205,000 voter registrations that they could not verify.
That's exactly right. Well, they're saying it's part of a routine work to keep the registration lists up to date, but that's a pretty hefty number.
Could not verify that they were actual people and they lived where they said they did.
Yeah. Did they vote in the last election?
Probably.
Probably so.
Probably.
So I wonder.
205,000 voter registrations.
Exactly. And this is what we're talking about. I mean, it's people want to have actual election reform. This is a big step. That's a big step for that kind of thing.
Yep. Guess what? Here comes the music. That means we've got to take a break, and we'll be back with the second Truckers Highway and Byway Report right after these messages coming up. And don't go anywhere, because Kyle and I will be back, and we'll see if any of the weather has changed anywhere. So, I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Don and Don, out there in Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate them very much. Okay, this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we're going to check and see what's going on here, Kyle and myself. And the music is going to come up right now. And hold on, because it's an Eagles kind of night.
She held him up and
Kicking it, Kyle. That's the Eagles at the Forum in L.A., and I'm telling you what, I can play that for the next hour.
Absolutely. Yeah, one of their best.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to just throw it right over to you and get going on the weather. What's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. We do have a fire burning in Northern California. This is two heavily wooded counties northeast of Sacramento, and that's called the River Fire, we understand. It's gotten about 1,400 acres so far, so it has caused a lot of evacuations, and homes have been destroyed, unfortunately. Of course, the American Southwest is still in the grip of excessive heat warnings. We do have air quality alerts in Phoenix, but these heat warnings in Southern California and the Southern Nevada area and Western Arizona area are really quite substantial. Las Vegas can see 113 degrees. Palm Springs can see 114 degrees on Thursday. So be very careful out there, obviously. Up in Nevada, Lake Wind Advisory near Reno, air quality alerts returned to Montana and almost all of Wyoming, again with fire weather warnings through central Idaho and southern Oregon as well, of course, with the Bootleg fires continuing to burn.
Well, we got a little bit of inclement weather, poor air quality alert around the Metroplex in Dallas, about a 50-mile round area circumference there. So that's what's going on in Texas. Meanwhile, there's just one little itty-bitty area coming out of Cincinnati in Ohio going west towards Indiana where we've got some inclement weather as well and a poor air quality alert. Kind of has been hanging in there for about the last week, hasn't it, Kyle?
That's right.
Now, in the meantime, down here in the Gulf, we have got thunderstorms in the Gulf right now that are moving from the west to the east, and they're due south of about Destin, Florida right now, and they are moving to the east. And when you get to Big Bend in Florida, all the way down to just about Fort Myers, you've got various areas, various warnings, small stream of flash flood warnings, and right here in my area around Tampa Bay and north up towards Hernando and Citrus counties, you've got a warning for flash flood warnings and whatnot. We still got a lot of standing water. I named a couple of new lakes yesterday. My doctor's office, Dr. Sherry, I called it Lake Sherry when I went by there because they had their front yard was all water. But that's that. And then up the East Coast, off North Carolina, you've got a gale warning, which goes right up to the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay. So that could be interesting up there. And then the waters around Massachusetts tonight on down towards Long Island, there's a gale warning there as well. I don't know what the heck's going on up there. I don't see anything really to bother anybody. And the rain that was there is now gone, so it must be just windy up there. So, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show, please.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And remember, Kyle is with us for the first couple of hours every night, and we appreciate that. And joining us right now, we have got from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning.
Good morning.
Very slowly over the past couple of days, I've been accumulating the information because we haven't been getting all the details on the Iranian proxy and their forces that managed to hijack a tanker off the United Arab Emirates coast. This is something that's been going on. It's a fluid situation right now. The name of the vessel is the Asphalt Princess, and the owner is an Emirati free zone-based company called Glory International Limited.
Correct.
So what the heck? We had an Israeli vessel fired on with a drone. Two people killed. They hit the bridge. And now this?
Now, this tanker is actually flying a Panama flag.
Right.
And it managed to, I think it actually got through all of this in off the coast of Oman and reached their destination. But I think there were, what, five or six shooters, gunmen, that attempted to take control of the ship.
Correct.
And, yeah.
And they got met with the security that's on board because they all have armed security. But there was a hell of a battle going on, and I understand that they may have landed or may have had some reinforcements brought in that put an end to all this. But still, you know, this went on for at least a day.
Yeah, I don't know how long, but, yeah, it was tense. And one of the main reasons is they were trying to go after the propulsion, the engine systems, too. So, but apparently, now this is on the heels of what, last week or week before last?
Correct.
They had the other tanker that was owned by an Israeli billionaire.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we've got some crazy things going on, and, you know, it's kind of like, where is... our military. I haven't heard one word, much less come out of the State Department.
Well, we had a Navy ship that apparently escorted in the Israeli ship to safe harbor, but that was in the area. I did hear there was a British ship involved in this, but they had to come from
Correct.
A little ways away. So
well, they were the ones that were tasked to help cruise the Gulf of Oman and be on the ready or kind of be at the hub of any kind of piracy or hijacking activity.
Right. Well, to be continued, because we're watching the area, because unfortunately, while all this is going on, there's that little commodity called oil that keeps jumping around up and down, up and down, up and down. And let me see here. Let me refresh this real quick and see what's going on today. Actually, it's dropped. Oh, wow. Look at this. It dropped significantly. Crude oil's down to 68.15, back down below 70. And Brent crude's just barely 70.38 a barrel. And gasoline dropped 12 cents a gallon since Monday. How about them apples? All right. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more. And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. But oil has dropped. Gasoline prices have dropped, too. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.